Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into DNVR Buffs Primetime. My name is Jake Schwanitz. I'm joined by Ryan Konigsberg. We are, of course, presented by the American Raptors. Head on over to AmericanRaptors.com. Grab your free ticket or stream all of their rugby games. We're still riding the high, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a whirlwind. It's been a lot of fun already. I'm just getting more and more excited for the season.
Yeah, I can't let myself get that excited for the season because it's so far away. I'm just excited for news. Anytime news drops, I'm just like, let's go. Like, I famously fell out of love with recruiting long, long time ago. It was like one of my last gripes about college football. And now I'm like, oh, recruiting? Transfer portal? Best thing ever. Sign me up.
We're all back. We'll get into all of that today. Still so much to cover. One thing that we can't cover everything in the world in one day. We missed yesterday was the reaction of the players that are currently on the Buffaloes roster when Coach Prime walked in, talked to them for the first time, just laid down the law, just said it how it was. Your reactions to that?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank Deion Sanders Jr. and just their entire media team for providing us with an endless amount of things to watch and react to. They're doing a great job in terms of just broadcasting. Like, it's kind of crazy to think that they would even want to post that, but it's just such a different world for them. Like, most coaches don't want anyone anywhere near any sort of team meeting they've ever had. And I love the fact that Deion is kind of shining a light on what it's really like. He's real. He's not afraid of, you know, letting people in. I'm telling you, I've never seen a coach be the person at the forefront of putting cameras in a meeting. So good for them and even better for us.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
My reaction to the video. I think that, as always on social media, a lot of people are cherry picking spicy clips and giving them spicy captions to get people riled up. Mm-hmm. Now, that is not to say that this wasn't somewhat savage, but there was like one of the people I saw, I think it was Warren Sharp, who put out like, Deion Sanders is telling all the players to transfer and then telling them to chant the characteristics of the players that he's going to replace them with, which if you just watch that little clip, you could actually be convinced that's what's happening. In my opinion, that's not what's happening.
No.
He's laying down the law and saying, when I get here, shit's about to change, and you better be ready or else you can leave, and if you do, I will replace you with players like this, and if you're not like this, if you don't fit this mold, then go, please. You're doing me a favor because you're going to open up a position for guys who have X, Y, and Z that I need.
Buff Nation wanted change. They got change. This is what change looks like when a program needs to be completely, not rebuilt from the ground up, but yes, just gutted. I mean, the roster has to be redone. It was the biggest issue of this football team last year. It was why they were so bad. It's a hard reality, but also it's kind of the business of big-time college football, and the Buffs are big-time college football now.
And again, I'm not trying to make the case that that wasn't a intense and savage meeting from Coach Prime. But, Jake, let's talk about what he's really trying to do here, because we just got done looking at the chart, and the truth is he needs room.
Yeah.
You want to get into kind of a little bit about what they have available to them right now?
Talking recruits?
Yeah, just talking scholarships.
Scholarships. So what was the number we settled on? 78 scholarships. FBS schools are only allowed a limit of 85 scholarship players. This is actually up from the FCS level, though. So Jackson State, all these FCS schools, only allow 63 scholarship players. So Deion Sanders is getting a buff there. Buff, I don't know, play on words, I guess.
A buffer?
A buffer.
Yeah.
So players are going to leave. I mean, we saw one today. We'll get to a lot more of the roster moves later on. But this is just, it was a fair warning, and it's just what it looks like, man. And
yeah, I'll even take it a step further. He only has currently 7 available scholarships.
Yes.
He needs a lot more than that if he wants to do what he wants to do, which is turn this program around overnight. 7 spots, even if you were to get game-changing players at all 7 spots, is simply not enough. He needs, I would say, upwards of 30 to really, really make this into a strong program before week 1 of next season. So let's just be honest and real about what he's doing there. He's legitimately trying to scare players who aren't good enough to leave. And it is the truth, but it's really because he needs the space.
Yeah.
And he is going to bring in a higher caliber of player than the guys who are there. And to be fair, while maybe it could be massaged in a little bit of a nicer way, it's probably the most effective way to do so. To be honest, I honestly don't think that he would have any issue if every single, all 78 current players who are on scholarship, all every single one of them transferred. I really don't think, now that doesn't mean that there's none that are worth keeping.
Right.
But I just think he's like, if everyone leaves, I'll find replacements. So that, you know, I was saying today is like, it's like fantasy football. Like, you just look at who's in the portal. You're like, yeah, I want that guy. I want that guy. I want that guy. And sure, you're going to have to battle for these guys, but you could essentially build up the roster exactly the way you wanted to if it was all the way from scratch. Now, he has an even greater challenge, Jake, because these guys think this is cool. Of course.
Yeah.
That's why people come to play for Prime, is because it's cool to play for Prime. Now, there are players who aren't going to play, or, you know, he wouldn't want to play, that are going to say, well, I want to stick it out and give it a shot. He's essentially telling them there's going to be better players here. You're probably not going to play. And it should be noted that this happens in every program.
Yes.
This one just happens to be on camera.
Well, he said in that meeting yesterday, about 10 of them are coming from Jackson State.
No.
There's 10 there.
He said they're dogs and they're going to eat.
Yes. This isn't even factoring in the recruiting class, which is usually about, depending on the program, 10 to 15, 20, 25 guys.
I was going to say 20 is like a good average.
And then the transfers, like from other schools, are going to make up a large number of this too. We're looking at potentially at least 30, probably upwards of 40 new players that will be on this roster. It's going to look completely different. They're going to be much better players. This team's going to be much better next year.
Then there's the whole line in which he says, when I come back, there will be no hats, no hoodies, no earrings, no nothing, no cell phones. I wish you would bring a cell phone. And a lot of people have brought up the fact that he's saying that while wearing a hat.
Right.
2 points I have. 1, he didn't say no hats today. He said no hats when I come back.
Yeah.
2, I don't even think that that's true. Legitimately. Now, I'm sure they'll have stricter rules about what you can wear and can't wear. I know that, like, for example, Mel Tucker wanted those guys wearing suits on game day. I know that Mike McIntyre didn't want hats in meetings either. No phones, of course, in meetings. So I'm sure there will be rules. But I truly think he's over exaggerating all of these things. You know, he's asked, what position coaches are you going to keep? Says probably none. Every other coach says, yeah, I'm going to interview all the staff, blah, blah, blah. And he probably is. I think he is going to talk to some of the people on the staff, you know, the Darian Hagans of the world, and see if they're fit for him. But it's easier to right now just say probably none and encourage these guys, especially the day before the transfer portal opens, to go into the transfer portal. He's asking, will the strength and conditioning staff say? Probably not. You know, he's over exaggerating all of this stuff because he is trying to weed out and thin out those who he doesn't think are going to help and also who don't have the mental toughness. I know, like, if you want to talk about it, you talk to a player, you don't have to say who it was, but
yeah,
he took it as a challenge.
Yeah, he's ready to go. I talked to an offensive player yesterday just after everything that went down, asked him how he's feeling about Coach Prime and what it's looking like. He was fired up, and this is a player that's been through a lot. I know he's going to work, and I believe him when he says that. I want to get to this. This is from Josh Newberg of On3. He's a national host and producer for them. He said, a source at Colorado tells me over 200 recruits and portal transfers have reached out in the last 12 hours. 200. Some of them are 4- and 5-star caliber players. Deion Sanders has a chance to make some noise before signing day. NIL money is also rolling in, I'm told. Source said, I've never seen anything like it in my time here. It's unprecedented.
It's insane. And so, yes, it was harsh. And yes, I really do feel for the guys who had other opportunities, decided to come to CU, especially in-state guys, who said, hey, I want to be a part of a change at CU, who unfortunately probably aren't going to be a part of the change at CU. Now, that doesn't mean all of them, but some of them are probably going to end up transferring and, you know, other players will come in. But at the same time, Jake, we said this yesterday, you said it at the top of this show, and I'll reiterate, if you want change, you have to be on board with change. And there is about to be a lot of change, a lot. Like, feelings are going to get hurt. People that, you know, have been around the program are probably not going to be around the program. And those things are going to hurt. And at the same time, it's just like, if you want change, you have to accept change. And it's a cutthroat business. It's a dog-eat-dog world. And it's really like, do you want to win? Or do you want to win, but only if it's in the warm and cozy way?
Yep. It's harsh, but it's what needs to happen. We have to move on, though. Real quick, shout out to our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, where right now new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets. You can also check out their stepped-up same-game parlays, where you can boost your earnings up to 100%. Give us a pick of the week this week, Ryan. What do you got in that bag there?
Well, there is a bet that I know of that is 11-1 this season, and it is the under in the Denver Broncos game. They've played 12 games. The under has hit in 11. They're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, no. They score points. Well, the Broncos don't. So I said it on the Broncos show today. I'm expecting like 24-9 as the final score. The over-under is 43. So give me the under. I just,
so sad.
The Broncos cannot hold up their end of that bargain. It's sad. It is. But if we're going to be sad, we should make money while doing it.
That's true. You can find that in all sorts of other great lines at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DMVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DMVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, shout out to our friends over at Athletic Greens. I've been burning the midnight oil. I've needed my Athletic Greens every morning just to keep me energized and going. You can get all that good stuff in you, the 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system, especially with cold and flu season incoming. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/buffs. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/buffs to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So much to get to, a lot of stuff just from yesterday we haven't talked about. So let's talk about Rick George and sort of Deion Sanders' contract, the situation there. Vic Lombardi asked this question yesterday.
Allie has it, right?
Yeah, Allie has it. Vic Lombardi asked this question to Rick George yesterday. Let's get this tweet up on the screen, and then we will discuss.
We could just hear that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like I said, we found the right guy.
Rick, how did you fast track the transfer rule changes, and how did you come up with enough money to get this guy?
Well, look, we don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece. You know, the support that we got from our regents, our presidents and chancellors to be able to pay him what we think we needed to pay him and his assistants to get him the kind of staff he needs. But, you know, I've said this before, that this is the time for us to put all the chips in the center, and it's time for us to make a significant commitment and so to athletics in this football program. And we had the chancellor on board, we had the president on board, and the regents on board. That they worked on all the other things like the transfer credit and our admit policy and those kind of things. But the transfers is not just for student athletes, it's for students in general that's gonna benefit our university. So it's really having that group support that we had and you know, allowed us to go out and do what we felt like we needed to do to get the right guy.
Rick, obviously no one in this fan base needs to be sold on Deion Sanders, the personality, but what sold you on Deion Sanders, the coach?
All right, so there it is. What does that mean, Ryan, when someone hires a coach for that much money, but they say they don't have the money yet?
Okay, so this has gotten blown out of proportion in an insane way. Now, let me start by saying, just like Prime could have massaged it a little better with the players, Rick George could have massaged this a little better. I wish he would have chosen a slightly different words when it comes to this, but this is business. And I don't want to get into like the nuts and bolts of business. So I was trying to think of this in a way that makes most sense to like in a sports way. And I think this is how I would explain it. In the NFL, every year the salary cap is based on the revenue that comes in, right? And so every year you expect the salary cap to go up and up and up. And, you know, new TV rights deals and things like that create more salary cap. So, for example, don't think about the quality of this contract, but when the Broncos signed Russell Wilson to that contract, they are signing him, like, they obviously have the money, but they're signing him to that contract with the idea that, okay, well, the salary cap is only going to grow. And so while it seems like a crazy number now, as the salary cap grows, more and more money will come in, and also it will account for less of the salary cap because more income comes in. It's essentially what Rick George is saying right now, which is we know that the revenue streams are going to only increase. Jake, what was the rumored number for the Pac-12 media rights deal? Do you remember that?
$70 million per team.
70?
If they got it with Amazon, that was the rumored deal.
If they got it with Amazon, which Amazon Prime?
It's lining up.
Good fit. Hey, there you go. He's Coach Prime on ESPN right now. The idea is we understand that everything is going, like the money is only getting bigger. And how about this? You have to spend money to make money.
Yes.
So yes, are they, it's not like they have to pay him $30 million right now. They have to pay him $30 million over the length of the contract. Well, I got an email today from Coach Prime. It says, "Dear Ryan, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be the new football coach at the University of Colorado Boulder, et cetera, et cetera. Renew your season tickets now." What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah,
fuck yeah, I'm renewing my season tickets. I'd be renewing them if Carl Durrell was the coach, but that's aside from the point.
Right.
I'm going to renew them faster than I ever have in my life. The season tickets sales are going to be insane. The media deal, whether it's Amazon or another one, is going to be insane. The donor money is going to be insane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is Rick George essentially saying, I'm swinging for the fences because I know eventually we are going to get there and he is going to help us to make the money that we then have to pay him. It's just business.
It's also important to note, this is day two of the Prime era. This money will come in from boosters. I already mentioned the tweet from the last segment. the NIL money is already rolling in. It's going to take a little bit of time for all these things to kind of be in place because, as I said, Prime is pulling this thing out from the roots, man. He's completely gutting the program. He's redoing it. It just takes time for some of these things to happen. It's not a quote worth freaking out about right now.
And I would just say, if businesses in America or anywhere only spent the money that they had to spend, none of them would ever get anywhere. Damn near every small business in America is taking out loans and getting investor money and all of these things. It's the same thing that this is happening here. Rick George just said it so bluntly that it's very easy to take and run with and say, oh, they hired Prime on layaway and oh, they're using Klarma to pay for like it's like funny stuff, but it got blown. I mean, this stuff went like viral
right.
of everyone just like dunking on the Buffs for this. So that one was tough.
Comment on screen says Coach Prime's hire is paying for itself on Altitude 92.5. This morning, Rick told Vic Lombardi that season tickets might sell out this week.
Shit, I better click that button.
Yeah, you better go.
I'm about to click a big gold button that says renew now.
Let's go. While you do that, we got to keep the show moving. We got a ton to get to, and we want to talk to you guys before we get out of here. So shout out to our new friends, Illegal Pete's.
Let's go.
Ooh, we are hyped to be teaming up with local legends, Illegal Pete's, here at DMVR. Illegal Pete's is always our go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. We had Illegal Pete's for lunch today. It was delicious.
It was so good. We were talking about where to go for lunch. You actually had the homie move of all time because I was like, shit, I have a podcast now. And then I have a meeting. Bro. Then I have another podcast, and I still haven't eaten anything all day. My guy was like, I got you. What do we want? I was like, let's get Illegal Pete's.
Love that.
A couple blocks away from the bar. Also, a couple blocks, essentially on campus in Boulder on the hill.
Of course.
They have a great setup up there. So the true Colorado burrito.
Yes, absolutely. Illegal Pete's is hooking you all up with a little something extra this year. Spend $100 on gift cards and score an extra $25 gift card for free. Shout out Illegal Pete's. We are going to be talking a lot about them here on this podcast. But we got to keep it moving. There's some...
Let me just say this. Rick George, if you're watching, my season tickets are way too cheap. Just like charge me way more. I would have paid it.
Love that. let's talk about the roster because we've already started to see it start to evolve here. Nothing's really come through today on the opening of the portal. As we mentioned with Jackson State and a lot of those players that should be coming over, but we will talk about Travis Hunter in a bit too. The Celebration Bowl's on the 17th. We were wrong. It's not this weekend. It's the weekend after. So we're going to have to wait till after that to really see just the blueprint for this roster, what exactly it's going to look like. Some updates on guys going out. Noah Fenske, an offensive lineman, interior guy for the Buffs, he has entered the portal. Also, it's worth noting, the Buffs offered Caden Proctor, a 5-star offensive tackle who is committed to Iowa.
We'll see how committed he is.
We will see very, very soon. This guy he's legit, man. He's got the size. He is 6'7", 330 pounds, the number one offensive tackle according to 24/7 Sports. It's happening.
Yeah. I mean, all of this stuff is so crazy. We have Spencer upstairs, our resident Iowa fan, heard us talking about this. He was like, no.
Poor guy.
You can't have him. I was like, sorry, bro. He's already gone. Joking. But also, this is actually something I wanted to talk about at some point. When we talk about the Buffs turning things around, it really does start in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And the trenches have been one of the harder places to hit the portal for.
Yep.
So that's where you might have to recruit, and you might have to play some young guys. And this kid, I shouldn't even call him a kid. He is a man.
He is a grown-ass man.
He's a grown-ass man who just happens to be a recruit out there who is committed to Iowa. I would not be surprised if he's flipped, but if it's not him, it'll be someone else. This is where I think Coach Prime has to do the most work on the recruiting trail, is via the offensive line more than anything. And because it's just not as easy to get those guys. There's so many wide receivers. There's so many running backs. We don't need a quarterback, but there's quarterbacks in the transfer portal even. There's not that many offensive linemen, so you might have to really nail some freshmen and play them right away.
Just as we saw of this team the last 2 years, yes, the offensive line was better last season in 2022, But man, in 2021, they were just bad. I know coaching was a lot of that. That's helped turn it around a bit, but they just need guys on the offensive line. They have Van Wells at center. That is a foundational piece. He is going to be on the team.
That reminded me, speaking of the Coach Prime meeting, I wonder if he had a meeting or communication with certain guys that they for sure wanted to keep before that or definitely happened after it. But I wouldn't be surprised if when he was hired, Rick George told him, here's a list of five guys that you probably want to keep. Give them a call.
Yep.
And Prime probably said, hey, I'm going to be really rough on these guys because we need to clear out some space for you guys to have better teammates. But I want you to stay. So anything I say doesn't apply to you.
So just going back to that video, the Coach Prime talking to the team yesterday, I watched that video like three or four times because I just wanted to look at the guys' faces, the guys that I've been talking to all year, see how certain players were reacting. I found Jordan Tyson. I'm pretty sure he's already spoken to Coach Prime because he was just kind of sitting there. You saw a bunch of guys sitting forward, really engaged. You saw another player take off his hat when he said no hats. Jordan Tyson's just kind of chilling.
Shout out Jake Wiley. I'm sure he saw it because a bunch of people tagged him. I hope he didn't think I was like dunking on him. I was honestly just laughing at the situation, and good on him.
Yes, good on him.
Honestly, if I was in there, and I wasn't, so I can't say this with 100% confidence, but like literally if I was in there with a hoodie and a hat on, I would have taken both off. There's kids in the front row with both. I would have just done it just to like have him be like, you know what? This kid's got something about him.
Absolutely.
So good job, Jake.
Let's move on then. Travis Hunter. The smoke is building around this. I think this is, I mean, it's not a surprise that this is the direction that things are moving.
Before you get into that, I want to let everyone know we will get to questions here in the next segment. Mm-hmm. So if you send any in, Super Chats, of course, always go first. But we'll hit a few questions at the end.
Yes. Shout out to everyone watching. Hit that thumbs up button if you are here. Last night, I don't think it was during when all this was going down. It had to have been after because Travis Hunter was on a YouTube or a Twitch stream rewatching that video of Coach Prime talking to the team. Maybe a little bit out of context. I was told that earlier in the stream, he did say that he hasn't really made a decision. The stream was deleted, though. I wanted to go back and find the full clip so I could post it. I can't do that. So just wanted to get that out there. But in the clip, that is, it's not viral. It's been going around a little bit, though. You said, I'm coming. I know Coach Prime said that probably about 8,000 times yesterday.
Yep.
But he said, I'm coming. He said, those boys better get right.
Yep. And I think this is a perfect example of how football players are just like in football culture is just very different from regular people culture, which is like why that video of Prime saying that to the players is like so cringy for certain people. But like he's watching that. He's played for him.
Yeah.
He's like, you tell him, coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's just a different world that these guys live in. And he did say, I'm coming. People say like, oh, he was like kind of like making fun of the fact that Prime kept saying that over and over again. I think he's coming.
He's coming.
I think there was a report out there today that was like, it's just a matter of when, not if. I think that just even the fact that he like went to watch that and like was happy about it. Not like, man, I can't believe he left.
He loves him.
Yeah, he loves him. Some Deion Sanders. Also, he's a corner. Of course he wants to play for Deion Sanders.
Of course.
It's a matter of time. I think essentially what you're going to see is they're going to go play in the Celebration Bowl, and then you're just going to see all at once. They've all entered the portal. All at once, they're all transferring to Colorado.
They probably have graphics ready for it. They're ready to go, I'm sure.
Also, I have to say, there was a little clip in that video where Deion turns to Deion Jr. and says, hey, tell these guys how they need to get, you know, and there wasn't a lot to it. He was like, you got to be posting, like post everything right now. All eyes are on you, which is so true. You know, we're even dealing with that, right?
Just
post. But I loved the fact that Travis Hunter has this like content mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's out there live reacting to his former coach, speaking to a new team, probably his future coach as well. That is branding 101. Like, I love the fact that these kids these days are learning how to market themselves. And like I said at the very beginning of this whole, no one is better at marketing than Deion Sanders.
Right.
And so he's able to pass that on to these guys, and it can only help them with NIL. can only help them as they move forward to just like have this content mindset of everyone is interested in you and the things you're doing. That doesn't mean you need to overshare, and obviously that can be a problem sometimes, but think of what you can create into content, which helps you build your following, which helps you in NIL at the very least. Like, those are three things that are just directly connected. Travis Hunter has clearly learned that, the fact that he's doing a reaction video mm-hmm. to that.
So for me, obviously I'm a sports guy, but I don't watch much TV and stuff. I watch streamers, like content like that. So seeing those players just cash in on that, which is really how you build a brand in this day and age, it's pretty insane, and it's something that a lot of players on the roster should take note of. I was on Instagram last night. There were a ton of guys that were just posting stuff, guys posting clips of themselves, just tons of stuff going on. So the message has been heard. I don't know if it's been completely received yet, but some guys are starting to take note. Real quick on Travis Hunter, this is also from Josh Newberg of On3. He said, I don't think it's a question of if Travis Hunter hops in the transfer portal and heads to Colorado. It's more of a question of when it'll happen.
Yeah, there you go.
It's happening.
Jake, we have Marty Mush, who says he's from Barstool. He wants to call in. What do you want to call in about?
Yeah, let's talk.
Marty Mush?
Marty Mush, you have. We're going to open it up here. So you have a first question, if you can get one in here. Do we have...
Yeah, we can send you a link, too, to get you in if you have something good.
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Yeah.
What was I just about to say? I had something pulled up. Oh, they did have a nice little area in there for me to donate, so I tossed in a donation as well. There you go.
You're
boss.
Doing your part.
I am doing my part.
I love to see that. Allie, do we have any super chats to get to? No super chats. What about some questions? With the impact of Prime, this is from Don Bosley. I can't really see it. With the impact of Prime, is DMVR Buffs going to add a fat head in the background next to Joker?
Let's go. Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
We also need like some more Buffs things just in general. There is a Buffs pendant up there. There's a Buffs helmet somewhere.
Where's
around
the Russian
here.
Dolls? There they are.
Oh yeah, we got the Russian dolls that my sister literally got for me in Russia. We need like a sick old school pendant. I know Allie has one in her office.
Next question. Any info on staff hires OCDC? Still not official yet. I mean, in that video, you can see that Coach Prime, when he was talking to the team, he introduced some of their coaches, DB's coach, linebacker's coach, Coach Kelly. I don't know if this is the Coach Kelly that could be DC. I haven't really looked into that. I haven't had time to look into that yet. But it's still the same guys. The Florida A&M coach is a leader to be on the offensive staff. We'll see exactly who from Alabama is going to be DC.
Yeah.
Which is wild to say. Right. Which coach from Alabama is going to be DC.
A lot of people bringing up Willie Taggart.
He's joined the staff. I haven't seen that. So there we go.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Well, I saw that someone that was working at Florida State, I think under Willie Taggart at the time, is joining the staff. Multiple reports saying Willie Taggart is on the staff.
Here we go. Per On3 Sports.
On3 is legit.
Okay. Sorry, On3. Former Florida State and FAU coach Willie Taggart is expected to join Coach Prime staff at CU. This was 51 minutes ago.
Okay, there we go then. Willie Taggart's on board.
Here we go. Josh Newberg from there says, multiple sources inform me Director of Player Personnel David Kelly has been hired at Colorado, working in a similar role as he did under Willie Taggart. I'm told Willie Taggart is also set to join Deion's staff. His role is unknown at this time.
Awesome. Well, it's starting to be built. Next question.
We'll talk probably more about that later.
Yes, absolutely. From Brandon Berry, question for Ryan or anyone really. Not a huge Buffs fan, but I've noticed the student section is always a sellout no matter what. Is there any reason or tradition why they're even there? I don't know.
Is there any reason why it's always a sellout? Just because it's electric.
Yes.
Going to a game in Folsom Field is super, super fun. Obviously, the stadium is located right in the center of campus. And I think it's just one of those things that's just always been part of being a student at CU. Like, if you're a student, you go to the games on Saturday.
Yep.
There was a moment there where that wasn't there. And that's why I said yesterday, I'm so thankful for these students for bringing that back. Like, mm-hmm. I remember all the way back to when I was like 10, they used to have the marshmallow fights, which we tried to bring back at one point. Literally, the students would smuggle in marshmallows And then in between the third and fourth quarter, everyone would just break them out and just start hucking them at each other. And it literally just looked like it was like snowing in the student section. It was awesome. But yeah, I think it's just always had a great student culture. Like the blackout games have been insane every year. And whatever you think of the student section now, just wait.
Just wait.
Next year is going to be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, I think, in that stadium when it comes to the students.
The students show up for basketball games, too. I don't know if it's marshmallows, but after the first basket, they throw something up in the
air. That is not marshmallows. That would be ripped up newspapers.
Oh, there it is.
they should do marshmallows.
An update on this tweet. This is also from Josh Newberg of On3. Multiple sources informed me former FAU Director of Player Personnel David Kelly has been hired at Colorado. Working.
I just said that one.
Oh, did we say David Kelly, though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, David. Oh, sorry. My bad. Okay. Next one. Still no information on Shiloh Sanders, as we touched upon, I can't remember, yesterday, the day before. He's already transferred twice. He would need...
But we did talk about... I talked about this with Henry, and he's our local FCS expert. He thinks he should still be able to do the FBS jump. Maybe with some sort of restrictions, or maybe he has to get a waiver, but transferring from FCS to FBS is very different than just transferring between schools.
Right. So we'll see on that one. Next question. What do you guys expect in the portal? How many 4 and 5 stars? What about the freshman class? We kind of already touched on this. How many 4 and 5 stars? I mean, the number was put out there that 200 players were interested. And that's just initial interest, too. You have anything to add there?
A lot.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying a lot of 4 and 5 stars. I don't know if it's a... It really just comes down to how many players transfer out.
Yep.
Because I think maybe like 1 out of every 3 guys that transfer in is going to be a 4 or 5 star, maybe even higher than that.
Incredible stuff. What else do we have, Allie? That is it.
All right.
Are we out of here then?
I think so. I mean, we're obviously going to be completely, completely dialed in on anything and everything that is happening.
Of course.
Keep it tuned to our YouTube. We're going to have quick breakdowns anytime of like big news breaks on anything portal or recruiting. Just talking about these guys. It's a whole new world for Colorado where the information that's going to be available on the level of recruit they're getting is just a different world. So we're going to be on top of all that stuff. Make sure you're following at JakeDNVR on Twitter, at DNVRBuffs on Twitter. There is going to be so much happening. So we're just going to keep this rolling. Anytime there's something new, we'll be out there. We'll be doing breakdowns and discussing all sorts of different stuff that is happening. So stick with us. Appreciate all the new subs. I mean, Jake, all of the comments on these videos are new sub from Shanghai, yeah. New sub from Mobile, Alabama, new sub from Jackson. Like, appreciate you guys so much. It's so, so cool.
Not only that, it's people like, I'm a Bama fan, but yes. I'm an LSU fan. I'm coming in to hang out. Allie, do you have something to say? We have another question from Tyler2K. Do you have high expectations for next season? As a Utah fan, I can see you guys doing a lot better, of course. But me personally, I think you still have a ton to prove. Similar to USC, it will take time. I agree.
It didn't take USC time.
Well, I mean, they got players immediately. But, I mean, they didn't beat Utah right away, if that's the question you're asking there.
Yeah, that is the one place. I mean, we are not expecting CU to come in and win the Pac-12 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it's impossible? No. But again, you know, like even Caleb Williams is a level above, you know, what right. we're talking about here. Right. So I don't expect them to just walk in and win the conference. You said, I think you have a lot to prove. We have everything to prove.
Yeah.
We're 1-11.
1-11.
We're going to have a much better roster. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But it might take time. It might take time for those guys to gel. It, you know, they might not win big in year one. But that's my expectation. I expect them to be a lot better.
We have, okay, we have like 5 minutes left here. New sub from Baltimore, Maryland. There we go. Will Cordell Stewart be on the staff?
Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I know like Cordell has been a little bit more involved around CU in the last couple of years. He kind of did his like media thing. I think he's been in coaching. I know he isn't really involved in the high school scene down there in Louisiana where he came from. So the staff is going to be insane.
I mean, said it's going to be the best staff you've ever seen.
And I, until we have any proof otherwise, I believe him. You know, he got $5 million to assemble this staff. That is a very legitimate assistant coach pool in the Pac-12. So let's see what happens.
Ali, you can search for questions while I get this last plug in. I'm going to have a film room coming up on Shedeur Sanders. It'll be posted at the site at the DMVR in the next 24 hours. You can follow me at Jake DMVR. You'll see exactly when it goes up. There will also be clips from that that I'll post on Twitter. As Ryan said, just tons of content coming your way. Keep it tuned here at DMVR Buffs. Is there anything else? We are good. Buff Nation, thank you all so much for showing out again. We love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow?
Potentially tomorrow.
Just stay tuned. Tons of stuff coming your way. Sko Buffs.
Sko Buffs.